verses of the Erev, you have the beginning of the Makos. So the Makos, as they're chosen by Kosh Baruch Hu, I mean, we're so used to them, we don't think about it. But, you know, these things are very ten, you know, random, different events. Dam Sardei, Akinim Arov. I mean, there's lots of different ways you could have struck Mitzrayim. And Kosh Baruch Hu chose these ways, Bedafka, to strike Mitzrayim. So each one has its own cheshbin, like Kosh Baruch Hu chose it that way. And why did Kosh Baruch Hu pick the Tzvardeya? Why pick the Kinim? Why pick the Arov? So I'm going to focus in a little bit on Tzvardeya, the Makkah of Tzvardeya. I mean, as the Makkahs go, the first Makkah is Dam. And the fact that Dam is the first Makkah, I think we can give some basic time to that in terms of Dam always being a simon of separation, of transition. I mean, Maral points out in Gittin, when Titus came into the Beis HaMikdash and he stabbed the Parichas and it bled Dam. So that was a pirud of Kosh Baruch Hu from the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it was. It was a pirud of Kosh Baruch Hu as the Neshama of the Beis HaMikdash kind of ascending to Shemayim. So we see Dam as a pirud, as a transition, that in Mitzrayim, no, it's the opposite, that Mitzrayim was a place that was kind of void of Ruchnias, and Kosh Baruch Hu is now coming into Megalah. It's kind of a transition point. So I can understand Dam being a transition. Tzvardeya is the second Makkah. I mean, Tzvardeya itself, the Rishonim discuss what a Tzvardeya is. The typical translation is a frog. There is a pshat that possibly a Tzvardeya is a crocodile, a Nile crocodile. The Rishonim mostly and the Midrashim are very much mashma that it is frogs. And, you know, the song is right, frogs in his bed, frogs in his head is correct. It's emes. You know, that seems to be the ikr pshat in the Midrashim and the Rishonim. I mean, there are other pshatim. But the Tzvardeya is a frog. I mean, it's a very strange makkah. I mean, a frog is not the animal that quite scares us. It happens to be some of the frogs are the poisonous animals in the world. But that's the only if you eat them, I believe. I don't think they can poison you just by looking at you or touching you. It's not a very scary being. The pasuk doesn't even describe them attacking Klai Yisrael. If you look at the pasukim at Tzvardeya, so it just says they're going to come. Sharte or Tzvardeim, v'olu. The Or is going to bring forth Tzvardeim, and it's going to come up, enter into your house, in your rooms. It's just going to be there. It doesn't say they're going to do anything. It doesn't say they're going to hurt you. So Chazal talk about how vicious these frogs actually were. In the Midrashim, you have the fact that, you know, these frogs could bite and destroy. They went into your stomachs, and they ate away at you, and they croaked, and all sorts of terrible things. But the way the Chumash describes it, it's just an abundance of frogs ascending on the land. There's nothing more than that. So that's a very interesting makkah, that it's just an abundance of frogs. What's the pshat? The Midrash even says that the sound of the Tzvardeya was even worse than the actual attack. I mean, in terms of how they hurt people was one thing, but the Midrash says that the incessant noise was actually the worst part of the makkah. So again, it's this very strange thing. Like, why is that makkah so terrible? What's the makkah supposed to represent? The mashal, whoever was here when we had the cicadas a few years back, it was the noise in numbers was quite deafening. But still, you don't see like what the name of that makkah is, though. The pasuk says the Talat Tzvardeya. It says it in Lashon Yachid. So we all know the famous Rashi. Why does it say only one Tzvardeya came out? So Rashi says there's one Tzvardeya. People kept hitting the Tzvardeya and they kept on producing more and more Tzvardeya as it got hit. That's what Rashi says. There's actually a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, very interesting. It brings down this pasuk, Vatala Tzvardeya, and it says, there's a Braisa. Rabbi Kiva Emer, Tzvardeya Achas Haisa, Malkar's Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva says there's one Tzvardeya, and that one Tzvardeya filled up all of Eretz Mitzrayim, the pshat being Lechora, like we're saying before, that it itself kept producing more and more frogs. Amar Lozim Nazari, Lozim Nazari tells him, Akiva, Malach Eitzel HaGadah, why are you dealing with the Gadata, Rabbi Kiva? So you should be going to Gadata. Kalei Mad Brasecha V'leich Eitzel Negayim Olos, go learn Negayim Olos. Got it all wrong, that's not the pshat. Tzvardeya Achas Hesa, there's only one frog. Shark Olehem, it whistled. Uvimbo, and all the other frogs came. So Rav Lozman Azariah gets very upset at Rabbi Kiva for daring to say the pshat that one frog produced all these frogs. He says, go learn the Gaim and Olos. Really, the pshat was one frog came out and it whistled. So, I mean, again, in Nanyam Agarita, the mashal itself is always very, very important to understand what the mashal is. But what is it that Rabbi Kiva said that Rabbi Lozman Azariah could not tolerate? And he says, you're not ready to learn the Agarita, you go and learn the Gaim and Olos. And really, what happened was the frog whistled. What's the pshat over there? It happens to be Rashi seems to bring over the Kiva's pshat. That's what Rashi brings down the Chumash. Rabbi Lozim Azariah said that's not the pshat. So what's the pshat over there? There's another Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim says that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they chose to be thrown into the Kivshan and the Eish. They actually learned it out from the frogs, from the Tzvardim. The Gemara says, sorry, find it. bookmark. So that's Sanhedrin and Gimel. Psachim and Gimel. It says in Psachim and Gimel, Tashma Uzu Darash Tudus Ishromi, Maruch Hanani Mishal Vazaria, Shemasu Asam on Kiddush Hashem. Why did Hanani Mishal Vazaria, why were they Moser Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem? Lakivshan Eish, to jump into the fire. Nasu Kavachem Batsam with Svardim. They made a Kavachemer from the Svardim. Not Svardim, Shemetsuvan al Kiddush Hashem. Tzvardim are not commanded to be Mekadoshim Shemayim. And it says about them, Vo, Valu, Bavesecha, Vatanarecha, Misharosecha. So they jumped into the ovens. So, Anish Mitzvah Kirsh Hashem, us, we are commanded in Kirsh Hashem. Achas Kam Vakama, Kav L'Chomer, we should be Moser Nefesh. So that was the Kav L'Chomer that they learned out from the frogs. Now, Tosfos already points out over there in Psachim that obviously they weren't Mechuyiv. For the Maaseh said that they were supposed to bow down to this image, but obviously it was not a chiyuv v'harg v'yavor in that case, because they also needed a kav l'chomer from the frogs. They could have just known that would be the halacha. The kav l'chomer of the tzvardim was because there was not yarg v'yavor, because the actual image which they were bowing down to, Tosfos says, it was not an image of a god of an avodah zarah, rather it was just the image of the king. It was the indar tushos of the kav, it was the chav l'nebuchadnezzar, is all it was. So for that, it's not yarg v'yavor to bow down to the image of a king if he's not going to be an avodah zarah. However, they still felt it was right for them to be Kadeshim Shemaim. So this was, and this they weren't from the Svardim. So had it been a Chiyuv, they don't need to come from the Svardim. But since it wasn't a Chiyuv, it was only a, called a Rishos, that they learned out from the Svardim.
So that doesn't say about Maisha that he had to respect Kara even though he was bad to go to
King. Okay, yeah, so therefore what? No, because they're bowing down to the actual image of the king. It wasn't just that they're. You have to respect the king. They're bowing down to. It was a statue. They're told you have to bow down to the statue. So that's the. So we see from the Svardim this idea of a Moser Nefesh even when it's not a Chiv. The Medrash Rabbah also tells us another point about the Svardim is that the Svardim, they settled the disputes of the borders between the Mitzrayim and the other nations around them. You know, they're having border disputes, where does Mitzrayim begin, and where does the other nations begin? And when the Tzvardim came in, you know, they were so abundant, they actually delineated the borders of Mitzrayim. And wherever the Tzvardeh was, you knew that was Mitzrayim, and when the Tzvardeh wasn't, you knew that was the other country. And it said they actually brought shalom amongst the people and settled border disputes. So, I mean, it's interesting, I guess, the one plus, I guess, you find from Tzvardeh from Mitzrayim, that they have peace with their neighbors now. But, like, well, why is the Tzvardeh the Makkah, which is going to settle border disputes? What does that mean? So what I want to try to understand a little bit about Svardeya based on what it says about the Svardeya in Perek Shira. Rashiv actually once spoke about this concept many, many years back. I didn't listen to the Shir in many, many years, so I don't know exactly what he said, but I think it was along these lines. But this is the source. The Perek Shira says, what's the Shira of the Svardeya? It says, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusa Olam Ve'ed. That's the Shira of the Svardeya. Now, if you ever look at Pirkei Shira, many of the Shiros are self-explanatory. Many of them are a little harder to explain. Like Lamashul, you know, the Shira of the elephant, I believe, is Magoglu Masech Hashem. We understand Magoglu by an elephant. That's the Shira of the elephant. The Shira of the Kelev is Bo Nishtach Avev Nechra L'Fnei Hashem Elokeinu, is bowing down before Hashem. We know the dog is considered the most obedient of animals. People are able to train dogs. So the fact that dog displays obedience, that the image is bowing down before Kosh Baruch Hu as being obedient to Kosh Baruch Hu. Those are two different ones that I feel are more easily understandable. But the Shira of the Tzvardeya is Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Ve'ed. I don't understand why is it the Shira of the Tzvardeya. So I want to understand a little bit Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Olam Ve'ed, and based on that we can understand Tzvardeya a little bit better. The Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Gimel, he brings down the Perek Vav. He discusses Shema versus Baruch Shem. When we say Shema and Baruch Shem Kvod Machusa every single day, and I don't know if we always think about what exactly is the chil between those two different lines. The Nefesh HaChayim discusses that the idea of Shema Yisrael, his lashon is L'chavet Sha'adon Yachid Baruch Hu Echad Mechol Lamos Sebrios Kulam. Achdus Pasher Kemashmal, Kum Nechshav Ma'ayin. So Shema Yisrael Shem Kemashem Echad tells us, because Baruch was Echad in all the Olamos, in all the Brios. Mamish Echad, everything else is non-existent, is nothing. Einam Milvado Yisbarach, there's nothing other than Kosh Baruch Hu Lagamri. So Shema Yisrael is expressing our own non-existence, that Kosh Baruch Hu is all, there is nothing else, And all that we perceive is really not what we think it is. This is something we can't really understand. We can't come to think about this Indian. It's too hard for us to possibly comprehend the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is all. It's something which is far beyond us. So that's the expression of Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. Echad Mamish. He is one. He is all. There is nothing other than Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, this is an idea which is far beyond the human being. But then we say Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso Lamved. Baruch Shem Kvod Machuso is expressing the Kvod Malchus of Hashem. Now the idea of a Malchus, we always say Melch below Am, is the famous quote from my Bluvar Sadragon. And the idea is that Malchus is that you have a nation which is obedient and subservient to a Melech. And if everybody's following in the Melech's Ratzon, there also is a view of Echad. I'll explain what that means in a second. Nefesh HaChaim says, Baruch Shem Kvod, is Shisbar HaMashe Kavanehu, Al-Dachina Shemat Tisar HaSagasinu. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Lamed is our ability to perceive Hashem Echad. What is our ability? Shemisra B'tzius Olamos, Brius Mechudashim. We see worlds. We see Brius. All made Bratzon Hashem. Who Melech Aleim, and He's the Melech over them. The Lashon of Zohar is that Shema Yisrael is Yichud Ilah, it's the upper Yichud. And Baruch Shem is Yichud HaTasa, it's the lower Yichud. I mean, there's a Yichud from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, which is something we can't understand. It's far beyond us. There's a Yichud from our perspective, which we could understand. So what's the Yichud of our perspective? It's that you see so much around you, and they're all subservient and submitted to one Melech. And that creates an Achdus, as we'll explain. The what's the Pshat over here, the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Lamed, is our ability to perceive the Achdus Hashem and the Bria. The embracious, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates the worlds, and it says Vayir Vayibokar Yom Echad. Rashi says, why is it Yom Echad from Yom Rishon? Rashi says because on the first day Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid Bolamo, all there is Echad. That's it. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no other beings created on that day, no malachim, no people, no animals. It was all Kadosh Baruch Hu. So at that point, that was a kiyum of from all sides of Hashem Echad. All there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. On day two, the Maharal always points out the number two is the number of ribui. Because one is Achdus and two is more than one. Two is Ribui. Two is that there's many. So day two is when Kosh Baruch Hu creates Malachim, and he creates, we talk about the Yitzhar is created on day two, and Gehenim, and all these things are created on day two. And on day two, Yom Sheni doesn't say Kitov. And Yom Sheni doesn't say Kitov in the Chumash. That comes back, and we repeat Kitov on Yom Shlishi. But it's not Kitov on Yom Sheni, because Yom Sheni is the first day of Ribui, where other forces, Kevyachol, seem to exist in the Bria. It allows the opportunity for Avodah Zarah because other things are there other than Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kevyachol. And that's the idea of day two. So the Shaila is, well, how do you, if you're past, we're living in the world past day two now. So if you're in the world past day two, then how do you perceive Hashem Echad? I mean, this world seems to have so many things going on in it. There's people, there's animals, there's wars, there's Avodah Zarah, there's Kinetayv and Kavod, there's tragedy, there's so much happening in the world. It's very difficult to perceive Hashem Echad. So when you're rolled of day two, where do you find Hashem Echad? When you look through all this Ribui which is here, where does Hashem Echad come through? So I think the Hesber for this, I always like to bring out from the Gemara in Pesachim and Vav, in the famous Ma'aseh of Yaakov Avinu and his sons. And we actually went through this, I believe, in the Parsha a few weeks ago, the Shabbos morning. It says that in Pesachim and Vav, Amud Aleph, the Yaakov Avinu went to the Gala of the Kates to his children when he was on his deathbed. They all gathered around him, and Yaakov Avinu lost Ruach HaKodesh, and he couldn't reveal the Kates. So he says, he looks around at his children, and he says, Omer Shema Chas Shom Yesh B'mitasi Psul. Maybe Chas B'Shom there's a Psul amongst my children. Maybe there's a problem. He says, Avram Avinu had a Psul, and Yitzchak had a Psul. Maybe I have a Psul as well. So they responded to him, Omer Levanav Shema Yisrael Shema Kino Shema Chad. They said, no. All 12 of us proclaim Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Amru Kashem She'ein B'Libcha El Echad. Just like in your heart there's only Echad, Kach Ein B'Libino El Echad. So too in our hearts there's only Echad. So both of us have passed Yaakov. At that point Yaakov Avinu opened up and said, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Va'ed. He said, Baruch Shem. So what's the Shakot Tarav here? Yaakov Avinu got nervous about his kids. They said Shema Yisrael. He said, Baruch Shem. So one understanding of the Pshat over here is that Yaakov Avinu, he was the Spitz of the Avos. And he was the one, we look at Yaakov Avinu as somebody who was Kolel at all. He was one somebody who was the one who was Ma'ached, all of the Kochos of the Avos. He was one who was totally focused on the Kodesh Baruch Hu every step of his life. He sees 12 sons, and all 12 of his sons are very different. You know, Zvulun's off in the Chof Yomim, and Yisachar is learning, and Naphtali is farming, and you know, everyone's doing their own thing. So if when Yaakov sees them, he says, I don't see Achad here. I'm worried that maybe you guys have lost the Yisrael of Hashem Achad. Everyone's doing different. I don't see you guys in your lives totally focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he sees them all, and they're in their 12, you know, disparate people, very different people. So they say, no. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Even though all of us look very different, and what you see before you seems to be a ribui, you seem to see lots of different things. The emes is that all of us are totally focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is for Hashem Echad. I mean, there's a way that a ribui itself can become. So Yaakov responds, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Salam, that through that I see the Kvod Malchus Hashem. The fact that he's all 12 of you doing different things, that itself is Megal Kvod Malchus Hashem. Which means, Kvod Malchus Hashem, when you have a melech, and you have a nation, and it's in an ideal sense, when you have a nation that's all working totally in tandem to follow the Ratzon of the melech, so it's all an expression of the melech, of the Ratzon of the melech. So every single individual piece of the, every single individual in the nation, he is expressing the Ratzon of the king. So this guy works as a businessman, that guy works as a garbage collector, and that guy is somebody who is, you know, an accountant, and this guy is learning, and that guy is teaching, and everyone's doing their own thing. But if it's all in line with Ratzon the Melech, that's all an expression of the Melech. That's all Echad. That the way you perceive Echad is that everything works together for one purpose. You know, like the mushel, you take a jigsaw puzzle, and all the pieces are scattered about. You dump it on the floor, you have a 2,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and it's a total mess. But you put them all together in the right place, it all comes together to express one Ratzon, one image. That's what it does. That's the idea of Kavod Malchus, is that if you were to look at the Bria, if you look at Klal Yisrael, you're able to see that every single individual in Klal Yisrael is there in his own way as an individual, but expressing Kavod Malchus. That also is Hashem Echad, because you see that every single piece of the Bria is all here to do just the Ratzon Hashem. It doesn't matter what you're doing, if it's your Tachlis, your Tafkid, you're that puzzle piece, whether you're the corner piece, or the middle piece, or the side piece, or you're just the sky, or you're the actual, you know, animal in the picture. If you're doing your job, then you're expressing Kavod Hashem, or not Kavod Hashem, you're expressing the image of the puzzle. It's the same thing in life. If you are expressing your own personal Tafkid, with the Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim, you are that piece which is bringing it together, the Hashem Echad and the Bria. So this is Malchus. Malchus is you have many, many subjects, Emel B'lo'am, but every single subject is here to do the Ratzon Hashem. You know, it says, V'Yashem Lach Kol Oros, V'Yom Hu Yashem Echad, Yishmo Echad, on that day Hashem will be Echad. The Gemara asks, is that Echad B'sman Hazeh? What do you mean? Is Echad? So the Gemara says essentially that we can't perceive the Echad B'sman Hazeh. Meaning that right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, but it's very hard to perceive the Echad in a world of ribui, because not everything seems to be going in the right direction that Kosh Baruch Hu wants it to go in. But every single piece comes together, and we see that every single piece comes together to follow Ratzon Hashem. That itself is expression of Hashem Echad. So what does that have to do with the Tzvardeya? With the Tzvardeya? That's for the Makkah of the Tzvardeya, it was seemingly a Makkah of a ribui. Meaning that, again, the Pasuk doesn't say they did anything. The Pasuk says they will come. They will cover the land. They'll cover your house, and they'll cover your body, and they'll cover your bedrooms, and they'll cover your ovens, and your dough, and they'll go on everything. It was a ribui. It was a very expansive makkah. It was everywhere. It was, like I said, it delineated the borders. It was everywhere. It was a deafening sound based on the numbers. Because the sound was not because every frog was so loud, it's because there were so many of them. That's why the sound was so deafening. It was the second makkah, which I think is very much fits what we're talking about. It's the second makkah. Just like I said, Yom Sheni is the day of ribui. So Tzvardeya is the second makkah, which is the makkah of ribui. It's the makkah where you go past Echad, you're now moving on to a ribui. But what did the Tzvardeya do? The Tzvardeya, their greatest achievement of the Tzvardeya, as the Gemara says, is that they're Moser Nefesh HaKadosh Hashem. They jumped into the ovens. And they're willing, because of Ratzon Hashem, they jumped. The teva of a frog, of any living being, is not to jump into a fire. And these frogs jump straight into the fire based on Ratzon Hashem. So the Tzvardeya themselves are a dogma that you have many, a ribui of individual Tzvardeya, but they're all living, they're all doing one purpose. They're all there to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. So this one's job was to go and jump on Paro's bed. This one's job was to go and jump in Paro's kitchen. This one's job was to jump into the fire. This one's job was to go jump on Paro's avadim. Each one had their own job, but you see, especially for the ones that you see are Mr. Nefesh, you see that it's a ribui of beings, all there to become Ratzon Hashem. They are the dogma to us of how a ribui can promote Hashem Echad. That's what it is. It is a tremendous ribui, but also in the other shows Hashem Echad. We said that the Vatal HaTzvardeya, one Tzvardeya came out of the river, and then that Tzvardeya, no matter how you learn it, whether you learn like Rabbi Elazar Zara, Rabbi Kiva, it's definitely pashted from any old studim that one Tzvardeya appeared and then the rest of them came. So just pashted based on that, it's showing you that there's a ribli of Tzfardeya, but they all linked back to one. I mean, that's the idea of the day of the Kolot Malchus, is that there's a ribli of people, everyone's doing their own thing, but it all links back to that one Ratzon HaMelech. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was obsessed with Rabbi Akiva, because how dare you say that one frog turned into many? It had to be the frog came out and whistled. That's what he says. So, but it said, you should be learning Agarata. You don't understand Agarata. Right? So, what was the Nakuda? So I think the Nakuda is when it says that one came out and whistled. If the word of the Tzfardeya is to show that you have a ribuy of individuals, all nichna to one Ratzon, so if it was one frog that was just cloned into many, you don't see that, because you see it's all that same frog. He says many parts. The idea of that one frog came out and then called to his friends, and all of his friends joined in, that's a much deeper image of Kolot Malchus, that they're all individual Tzfardeya, all individual frogs who came from all over the world, but they're all following him with one Ratzon. So I think that's the Nakuda that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't like about Rabbi Akiva's Pshat. He says that the way you said it, you don't see this Nakuda of Kolot Malchus, because if we're all clones, we're all the same exact frog, there's a lot of us, we're all the same thing. That's not many individuals, that's all one frog doing a lot. Has to be the individual Tzfardeya, each one who is living his own life, and they all come together to serve Ratzon Hashem. The Ad Ha'ara that says that, so the Talat Tzfardeya, the Moshe Rabbeinu brought out the Tzfardeya, Aaron struck it, but the one Tzfardeya came out of the Yor, and then that started Makas Tzfardeya. Then it says, V'yasukin ha'chartumen b'latehem, the chartumen did the same thing with their magic, V'yalu es ha'tzfardeim alayas Mitzrayim. They were only able to bring out Tzvardeim. So this idea of bringing out one Tzvardeya and having it generate the rest, that was something that was unique to Moshe and Aaron. The Chartumim were not able to do that. They could only bring out plural Tzvardeim. Because I think that's good for the Pshat. When you're in the world of Kishuf is you're using the power of Kochos Atoma, the Kochos of Ribuy. Kishuf is something which, by definition, is kind of veering away from Hashem Echad. So they're not able to do one Tzfardeya and have it generate into many. They can only bring out a ribuy of Tzfardeim. Because the Kochos HaTumah are concealing Hashem Echad. So they don't have that ability. Chanan Mashal V'Azariah, so we said that they were Moser Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem based on their Kav V'Chomer from the Tzfardeim. So what was their Kav V'Chomer? We said their Kav V'Chomer was that even though they're in a situation where they weren't Mechuyev, they still Moser Nefesh. So what's the idea from the Tzfardeim? I think the Pshat is that if I'm mechuyev and I'm following the rules, so that means that when I do things as I'm commanded, I do the Ratzon HaMelech. That could be al tzira because I'm scared. If I do things even when I'm not mitzvah, so that shows that I'm an individual being nichna to a higher power, meaning that the gilui of Baruch Shem Kvam Chusel on the Ed is that even when I'm individual, I have my own bechira, I can do my own choices. Even in areas of life where I'm not mechuyev, I'm totally, totally nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not, you also lose out on the, we'll talk about more, you also lose out on the Shem Echad if you have areas of your life where you are acting on your own. Shem Echad means that every single moment you're devoted to the Ratzon HaMelech. So if I say, well, I'm only going to follow Ratzon HaMelech when I'm mechuyev, but if it's a Roshah, so I'm not going to do my own thing. If you're doing your own thing, that's not an expression of Ratzon Hashem anymore. You don't do your own thing. So Chanan Moshe Azariah understood from the Tzfardeya that we're not going to do our own thing. Even though technically we're Patr over here, and we could just go ahead and bow down and go home and have a peaceful night, we're not going to go ahead and do our own thing. We're going to be Mekayim Kiddush Hashem, even in the case where we're not Mechuyev. We said that the Tzfardeya were able to resolve the border disputes from Mitzrayim and the other nations around them. So what's the Pshat over here? I think you could say that the idea of Hashem Echad requires that everyone's b'shalom. If people are battling over, this is my role, this is your role, this is my gul, that's your gul. So when you have, that's a ribu already. When you have a machlokes, you have people arguing, when you have nations arguing, you have borders which are unclear, that's not kavod malchus, because that shows that we're not all subject to one king, we all have our own kings that we follow. So it's where they're able to say, no, that the borders are very clear. Everyone's doing as they should be doing. If the gulas are blurred, there's machlokes, that's not a gul echot, that's a ribu. The Ber Moshe points out that at the end of the Makkah it says Rak Bayor Tisha'arna. So all the frogs on the land died out, though it says they shall remain in the river. So what's the point they should remain in the river? Like, why is that important? The river was, we know, one of the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. Paro claimed that he was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. He says, Liyo Yor Miyasisini. He says, I made the river. And the river was itself in Avodah Zarah. Paro was in Avodah Zarah. So the first Makkah came, as like Rashi points out in Chumash, and it turned the river into dam. That was Ki'ilu, slaughtering that of Avodah Zarah in some way. The second Makot Tzvardeya leaves behind a simen in the river of Hashem Echad. I mean, this is your Avodah Zarah? No. The Tzvardeya are going to stay in the river, and they're going to be your simen that there is no power to this river, there's only Hashem Echad in the world. That's the Rak Boreh Tishe'arna. It's brought down from the Zohar that the Shira of the Tzvardeya is a... you can hear it also if you listen to frogs, but it's a constant Shira. It's constant. You know, the frogs are constantly chirping, constantly croaking. And the word is that when it comes to expressing Hashem Echad, any lapse of Avodas Hashem in any way, that's already becoming an individual. I mean, the goal of Hashem Echad is that we are totally devoted throughout our lives 100% to Kosh Baruch Hu. If there's any lapse in our Avodah to Kosh Baruch Hu, or not to Kosh Baruch Hu, that itself is already detracting from the perception of Hashem Echad. You know, as soon as I do my own thing, there's me and Hashem. If I'm doing Hashem's will, there's only Hashem. As soon as I'm doing my own thing, it's me and Hashem. So the Tzvardeya are constantly, the Tzitzuf of the Tzvardeya is a constant croaking. So the Shema Yisrael, in its true sense, we say, is not nogeya to us. To say that we don't exist, and it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing else, and the whole world we see isn't really here, but that's something which we can't talk about, we can't relate to. The Shechaim says, we shouldn't even think about it, because it's beyond us. You know, our minds can't handle such a thing. It's not nogeya. Moshe Rabbeinu said it, but it's not nogeya to us. Our chiluk is really in Baruch Shem Kol Mechus Lamed. Kavod Malchus is our chiluk, and that's something we could relate to. We see a world around us, but we're able to perceive that all in this world is here L'chavad Shemayim. If we're totally dedicated to Kosh Baruch Hu, that reinforces the idea of Hashem Echad. When we break away from Avodas Hashem and do things for ourselves, we're distracted from Hashem Echad, Chas V'Shalom, because then we're showing that we do our own thing too. There's Hashem sometimes, and we do our own thing sometimes as well. So that's not Hashem Echad. I mean, it's an Esayon, it's a challenge, it's a Madriga, but it's not totally 100% expressing Hashem Echad at all moments. The Mishnah says in Avos, Kol Ma'aseh L'Shem Shemayim, that all of our Ma'asim, even things that are different in Rishus, should be L'Shem Shemayim. And so we think that's like a kind of a nice Milah, it's like, you know, it's a big Madriga in Hasidus, everything you do should be L'Shem Shemayim. But Be'etzem, it's this idea that if we're first supposed to always be expressing Hashem Echad, so if we do things that aren't L'Shem Shemayim, we're doing things for other purposes, so then that's not Echad anymore, because we're showing there's other things in the world that also are important, other than Kosh Baruch Hu. Our goal as Yidden is to show that the only thing that's important in Kosh Baruch Hu, and everything I do is only L'Shem Shemayim, because that's all there is L'Shem Echad out there. That's all that's important in this world. So Mesiras Nefesh is the spitz of this. I mean, it's Sfardim Mosir Nefesh, Chanan Shel Vezari Mosir Nefesh, that's showing that my entire life is only here for Kosh Baruch Hu. And that's considered the spitz of Kvod Malchus. But in our own level, you know, Baruch Hashem, hopefully we won't have the Nesayon of Yimotzer Nefesh. But in our own level, the idea that our Kavanis should always be for L'Shem Kvod Malchuso, and that our lives are Nimzer to the Melech at all times, and our eating and our sleeping and our different Rishus, those are all focused on the Melech. So that's our way of proclaiming Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchuso Lambet. You know, Lamasho, I mean, you can say this Mashal many different ways. But you know, when you have a soldier, we talk about soldiers mostly. Soldiers in the army. So, I mean, the army gives them good food, and you know they have their time to sleep, and they have their days off. So, mitzvah the army, all the things they're doing is only so that they can have the power, the physical and emotional strength to be able to fight and serve their country. You know, so sleeping is not the sleeping. I mean, the soldier may have his own kavanas, but when the army says this is your time to sleep, they're not doing it to shame the soldiers; they're shame the army. Right, and they say here's your food, and they give them, you know, I don't know about at wartime, but certainly I was once in the Naval Academy. They give them a lot of food because they need their strength, and that is because you need to have your strength to serve your country. And when you're giving a day off, it's not because we want you to have a party, so it's because you need to have emotional strength to serve your country. And that's their every single move, even the divrei rishus, even when they're not in training, is there to express, you know, their duty as soldiers. So then we have our duty, you know, we're tzivos Hashem, and we have to, every single move that we make, even when it's something which we do enjoy, it might be a different rishus, but the goal is that I'm eating now because if I don't eat, I'm not going to have the strength to serve Hashem. And I'm going to sleep at night because if I don't sleep, I'm not going to be able to learn the next day. And you know, I do need a day off. You know, we have an off Shabbos next week. I need the time off. That's only so that I can come back and learn, you know, with more of a geshmak. So those are all expressions of Kavod Malchus, because everything I do, every move I make is only L'Shem Hashem Echad. The Tzvardeya, we said, never stop their Shira. You know, their Shira is constant. Chaim Kanievsky, in his parish on Pirkei Shira, he brings down from the Gran Erevin that Baruch Shem Kol Mechus Olam Va'ed. The word Va'ed, we actually mentioned this also in the parsha a few weeks ago, the Va'ed is Eino Hefsek Olamis. Va'ed means it never stops. And the goal of Kvod Malchus is that it should never stop, it should be constant. our shira should never stop. Just like the shira of the Sfardeh should never stop. Mirsham, we shall be zeicha to always proclaim Kol Malchus the Briah.